Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection, and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
And when I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Well, we're on to Cincinnati.
It's my team. It's my quarterback.
They are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Hello? You play to win the game.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
And on the way up, we're going to buy the kneecap off.
You kidding me? Playoffs?
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
How could he not be romantic about football, man?
Okay, here we go. Welcome to the Benched with Bonetta podcast. I am joined by somebody I'm very excited about. Somebody that I'm trying to win over. I'm actually on a friend audition this entire week, and it makes me a little bit nervous. I hope that I'm doing okay so far. Dan Hansis joins us from NFL Network, around the NFL. This has been a long time. Power rankings. I've filled in on that show before. This has been a long time coming. Thank you so much for joining us.
I'm so happy to be here. You should understand. You don't even know what you're up against.
What does that even mean?
Because people that know me know that I have a very tight circle of people that I actually like to hang out with. And it's overly tight. It's like, this guy needs to loosen up and open things up a little
bit. But that's the thing, and that is why I texted you.
Right.
Combine, everyone had these. We were just talking about dinner reservations. Everyone has these dinner reservations. I'm like, hey, guys, are we hanging out? Everybody's booked. Booked solid. And I am alone basically at a Subway.
Right.
Eating dinner by myself all week at Indy. And I was like, you know what? I'm coming into Vegas. Correct. I'm going to hit people up, and I'm going to make plans. Smart. And I was messaging you. I was like, I feel like I need to audition to get into this friend group because you guys, it's all very tight-knit.
It's a little clicky.
But it's fine. You guys have known each other for a really long time. But I'm knocking at the door, and I want in. So let me ask you this. If this is an audition.
Okay, no, go ahead.
If this is an audition, I need some notes.
Yes.
Okay, what can I do? What can I change? Like, what, you know, give me the rap sheet of, like, which character do I need to become?
Well, I would think that. I don't want you to change, and I think that's
yet.
Not yet. I think there is an audition. We call it on the Around the NFL podcast. There's something called and Graver knows this, the Gravedigger. And you're free to use that IP on your show if you wish.
I call him something else. I feel like I need to divert away from what you guys are doing. We have our own relationship,
You know? That's cool. It's called the La Raville Magnifico.
Whoa.
And that's something that that means when someone says something to a group in some type of setting,
mm-hmm.
and then they reveal everything about themselves, usually in a negative way, without even realizing
it. Okay, I'm following.
And I think the only thing that I would say to you is don't do that.
Huh. Okay, that's good to know. I need
but
to be careful.
At the same time,
what am I trying to hide? I don't have anything to hide.
Listen, here's the thing.
Great
here's
person.
The thing that might be intimidating, Rach, is that, and by the way, I like you a lot, and I think you have, you're a prospect at the highest levels. You're like Kayvon Thibodeau to me. Like, you, there's a lot, there's a lot working here. But in terms of the La Rabia Magnifico, you, if you do mess up,
okay,
and remove yourself from click consideration, you won't even know it.
Oh, so it's a little, I almost hate that.
It's a
secret. It's like I'm getting killed off.
It's a toughie.
And it's like a shot from the back of the head. I don't even see it coming.
No, it's okay, though.
This is dangerous. Okay, I think I'm going to do okay.
You'll be fine.
There's some post-dinner drinks tonight that I think is my time to shine.
I think so, and I feel good about it. And honestly, like, I don't even know the click. What is the click? It's me, Mark, Greg, Connie, Lakeisha.
Connie's in there. Ricky Hollywood's in there.
Ricky Hollywood. Yeah. Like, Graver's knocking on the door.
Yeah.
Your own producer.
Wow.
Maybe it is something
Graver
like...
Graver and I could hop over the line together. We could do this.
Or maybe there's only room for one. Tonight's going to be interesting.
It's Vegas, baby. Anything can happen. Speaking of Vegas, you just said you like Vegas.
I do.
You're a Vegas guy. I don't think... I am not a Vegas person at all. I'm already having sinus issues. I am not sleeping. I've sweat through the night. I had two cocktails last night, and I felt like trash this morning. I was like, what? I had two drinks. But in Vegas, two drinks translates to seven because the way that they're poured. Like, it just doesn't work in my favor. None of it works in my favor. Why are you a Vegas person?
Well, one of the things, because I do feel very good about you entering the clique if you choose to join, if I'm pouring the drinks, the old Zeuser pour is a five-second pour. That's just something you need to be aware of.
Oh, no.
Just a heads up.
Okay, that's not going to roll with me. So... All right, I just need to be equipped with water tonight.
Well,
then.
No, but I guess I've always I wouldn't consider myself a bro, but I have some bro qualities. Like
what?
I like hanging out with my buddies, and it's like
barbecuing.
Hey, let's all go to get together and go to Vegas for the long weekend. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds cool. We're gonna go and we're gonna gamble and drink a lot and get loose and have fun, like. I do like to have fun. Vegas to me, and I think a lot of it is goes back to your earliest experiences in the city. I remember going on a family trip where my uncle took me and my cousin, who I was very close with, and his family. I went with them, and then we were underage, but we had some fun.
Whoa!
And then that sticks in your mind, uh-huh. And then the smell of this place. I love the smell of the casinos.
Oh God!
It's just
you mean like stale cigarettes
like the glitz,
and rum.
And you know what else I like? I like the surface level of it, because sometimes, in general, that's not what I'm about. But like, I like that the draft and Vegas are together because I feel like they're a perfect match.
Uh-huh.
It's much more style than substance. It doesn't ultimately mean much, but like let's have some fun.
But it could mean everything.
That's how
I feel.
If
done the
right
way.
I like it. And I do risk like coming off as a bro saying, yeah, Vegas, baby. I kind of like it, though. It's fun.
Huh. Do you pick up the cards they hand out in the streets?
I'm not a card guy.
Not a card guy.
Come on now. I'm not that much of a bro.
Listen, that would have showed me a lot about you, so that was a good answer.
You know,
okay,
that
maybe you're
been
auditioning.
A la Ravil Magnifico.
I'm not going to repeat it, but yeah, that would have been one of those.
You would have been like, oh, so he's a slimy
so he's
creep.
He's a card guy. He's a card guy. What draft number is this for you covering?
Oh, you know what? The draft is the one event that we've been a little bit kind of come in and out of. I've been with the company since 2010, which is insane. I was at the Johnny Manziel draft at Radio City Music Hall, to give you a little idea. I remember when Manziel got drafted by the Browns. I remember taking a video of Mark with my like phone and him crying. He was so excited. You
with
could see
it,
the tears
happy
in his
tears?
Eyes.
Oh, Lord.
And then behind us, you saw there was like a rush, and it was Drake running up the steps to go hang out with Johnny Manziel and party, which was a
like
harbinger.
Champagne Poppy? Drake?
Champagne Poppy, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
That guy, the Toronto guy.
My guy.
But like, yeah, this is, so I've been probably at four or five drafts, but this is the first one we've been to our podcast, ATN, in probably 5 years. And I'm excited to be here. I think it's, and especially as a Jets fan, it's hope season. And it's,
sorry.
Don't laugh.
Sorry.
It's hope season. It's like everyone has something to look forward to. I think it's always been the most optimistic event on the NFL calendar, and that's why I kind of like it. Even though I don't really know the college game too well, I learn about these prospects over the ramp up, but it's fun.
It is kind of cool. Like, even just covering the combine, I'd never done that, and this is my first draft. There is like this kind of, there was a prospect on the plane, and Mina Kimes was on my plane, and we were all kind of like getting up to leave, and he popped up on a bunch of TVs, and she was like, yo, look at the TV right now. And it was just such a cool moment, like, even at the combine, like, there's just this air of like, ooh, excitement, anything can happen, these guys are about to have their lives changed, they're about to become millionaires. Like,
that is like, and you'll like this one, Justin. Like 2000, whatever it was, the draft that he was in, there was a giant human being sitting in front of me and coach. And I was like, this dude's giant. And again, I learned about these players more when they get to the pros. It was Derrick Henry.
Like, oh my
Derrick
gosh.
Henry sitting in coach, probably literally the last time he ever sat in coach his entire
and
life.
You witnessed it.
I saw it. I was there. I was sitting behind him, kicking him, getting mad at him for reclining his seat. No, it was it's cool. It's fun. And again, the optimism of it all. Every guy, 32 first round picks, like 20 are gonna be busts, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But not this weekend. Mm-hmm. Like, right now, it's 32 for 32.
It is kind of cool. Like, our boss, Charlie, keeps on saying, like, I know that this may be not the shiniest draft class, and, you know, you don't have, like, a quarterback going first overall, but, like, as we look out on these guys, there are Hall of Famers here, and we don't know who it's going to be yet, but there's just a lot of excitement. Let me ask you this. Speaking of excitement, we're in Vegas. We're sitting poolside right now with our mocktails.
Yeah, we are.
And so Colleen and I go out for a beverage last night. Connie Fox.
Yeah, loose with Connie.
Yeah, and somebody actually bought our drinks at the bar.
I saw that.
And we were like, we still got it, baby! but somebody approached us, a man, an elderly gentleman.
Was it
and
Kelsey
he goes,
Grammer, by any chance?
He asked, okay, tell me if you would do this. He asked Colleen, hey, I'll give you $200 if you let me see your license.
Oh, Christ.
And we actually thought about it. We were like, well, why? Why do you want to look at it? And she was just like, I actually just have a P.O. box on there. I don't have my address. And we were like, do we do it? What does this mean? Like, what's he looking for? I think maybe they had a bet on how old she was. Either way, it's not good. But would you have said yes for $200? If somebody came up to you.
I can't put myself in the shoes of a lovely lady.
And somebody came up to you and said, hey, I'll give you $200 in Vegas for where drinks are a million, you know?
For and 200
bucks would be nice.
It would depend where I was in my life and how badly I needed $200.
I shoot him away, like physically shoot.
No,
said,
I think I think that sounds like a potential serial killer. So I think the $200 is nice.
Yeah.
It's like, are you a Better Call Saul fan?
Sure.
Okay. Last season there was a spoiler alert. He has a chance to make 10 grand to go into the desert and pick up like 7 million in bail money. Things go sideways. Mm-hmm. Like the greed will get in the way of like clinical thinking. You have to, the shoo away was the move.
Yeah.
And that's nuts.
We did. There was a moment where he came up to us and said, I'll give you $200 if you let me just look at your ID really quick. And there was a pause. There wasn't like, what the hell are you, like, go away.
Because that's a, like, it doesn't matter where you are in your life. Like, $200 will always give you a quick pause, and then you have a chance to reset some things.
I was like, $200 is, you know, a nice meal, but we don't need that. We're getting our meals expense. Thank you, NFL Network.
Rog.
I was like, this is not worth it. But my favorite part about it was Connie was like, I do have a P.O. box on there. It's not even my address. Like, she was really, I feel bad. I said no to her. I said no for her. I took the $200
out of her. Was she a couple drinks in?
No, we weren't getting after it. We had just had dinner.
Because Connie's very fierce in guarding her privacy. I'm surprised she even, like,
so
thought
many people
about
came
it.
Up to Connie Fox and said, oh my God, you're Colleen Wolf. I love you so much.
Here's my theory, by the way, and I'm just trying to think, like, in terms of mankind, that they were, him and his buddy were like, that's Colleen Wolf, I'm telling you. And he's like, nah, you're wrong, you're wrong.
You might be right.
And then it was like, the only way to prove it.
We gotta go ask
drunk.
Her to look at her ID.
And they probably didn't think like,
hey, are you calling
Wolf? It sounds like something like a literal serial killer would do.
Instead of just asking somebody what their name is, can I take a look at your license, please?
Right. Are you Colleen? Can I get a selfie?
Oh my God, no. I'm such a fan.
May
she
I
was
see
doing
your personal
it all night.
Identification?
We were her personal photographer.
That's great. You know what, Colleen?
Okay, so you're not taking the $200.
Of course not. But and I'm glad that you were there to help Colleen, because if she did do it, whether she was of sound mind or not at that point in the night, she would have woke up being completely annoyed and paranoid about it. So, by the way, that's a reverse L'Arvio Magnifico. That's something that we're taking into account. That's a bonus. That's a 10-point bonus for Bonetta in a big spot.
Okay. This is very exciting. I'm a good friend.
No, that's a huge friend pull.
Okay, let me ask you this. We've obviously got this brand new baby of a podcast, and we're chugging along, and it's so much fun. You have this. You have the opposite. You have a behemoth of a podcast. So like I have
an
never...
old, elderly, dying podcast.
Shut up. I have never gone on a podcast. I've never gone on someone's podcast before, and just my Twitter exploded. Like, you guys have so many amazing loyal fans that love you guys so much. How did you find this? What, like, so many people have podcasts. I felt so silly when I announced, like, oh, and also I have a podcast.
I too
am joining the game. Like, great, we need another podcast. But how do you make it work? There's literally thousands. Is it just like getting in early? How did you guys just clearly love each
other?
I mean,
that's certainly... That certainly was a big factor. Not that podcasts in 2012 or 2013 weren't prevalent, because they were, but now it's so much harder to cut through the noise.
Yeah.
You need to be super talented, which you are, Rage. So I think you can. But I'm saying, like, that is such a challenge to do. Like, when we started ATN, there wasn't really, and I could be wrong about this, but I'm pretty sure we're right. There wasn't anybody that on Sunday night was recapping every game that happened.
Yeah.
Like, and that was something we did. And now most podcasts do it that cover the NFL scene. But back then it was like the light bulb hadn't gone off yet. And this is before now podcasts are now incredibly financially valuable if you could build a successful one and all that stuff. So, yeah, the timing matters. But also, like, for us, the chemistry was the biggest thing, and that was all luck. I mean, Mark and I started working at the company within 6 weeks of each other as part-time copy editors at NFL.com, and we became fast friends, and then that quickly evolved into, like, all right, how do we, you know, get on mic? And Dave Damashek, who's a friend of mine and also somebody I've always looked up to in the business, like, gave us our first opportunity to be on mic on his show, and then gave us a 10-minute spinoff. But then the other half of it is Mark and I had natural chemistry and had the ambition to do it.
Yeah.
Greg comes over from Pro Football Talk. Chris Wessling, God rest his soul, comes over from Roto World, where he worked with Greg, and then it just all connected.
It's just magic.
So that was just like... That is luck. That's kismet. That's just something else in the air. So it's kind of like timing matters, and it's big. But for us, it was just like, wow. Like, it was just a chance that we had, and we put in the work. Obviously, that matters too. But I think it's mostly luck.
I think everything happens for a reason. You guys were at the right place at the right time, and you all just fell in love with each other. And we, America, have fallen in love with all of you.
Well, not everyone.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky, they're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember, you said you never seen me do that.
ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my day, bro.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Okay, it's time for the Benched Bachelorette. As you know, I am kind of trying to find a new love in my life. And you mentioned that you're hopeful as a Jets fan. And I took that seriously when you said that. And I just wanted you to, you know, they're still on the table, the Jets.
Can I tell you another one more bit of advice in the podcast game?
Sure.
Let's be honest with the audience. You're very dismissive of my idea about before we started. I was like, I want to pitch you on the Jets, and she was like, screw you, don't even bother.
We'll just skip that part.
Yeah. No, but I feel like I have there's a chance here for me to sell you on the Jets. I feel confident
about
it.
Hey, I'm listening. Here we go.
All right. So, you're Canadian.
Yeah.
Nice. Excited about that new Arcade Fire album.
You just fist bumped.
I think, what drew you to the Browns? Let's start there.
Okay. What drew me to the Browns
The thing.
The thing, yeah. What drew me to the Browns was I was new to football. I did not grow up watching football. I grew up watching hockey in Canada. Like, it just was not something that was on in my household. And then I got hired to a show. And I wanted to find a team to root for because I just felt like it was going to help me understand the game more. And the Browns were on Hard Knocks. And they were a mess. And I like mess. I like quirky. I like weird. I am drawn to the weirdos in the room because I am usually the weirdo in the room. And that's why I love them. They had lost forever. And they had a beer fridge that needed to be unlocked. Baker came in. Had such a big and bright personality, and I was just like, these guys are lovable losers. That's what. But don't try and say, oh, the Jets are the same. Blah.
I'm not saying anything yet.
Okay, well, that's why I love the Browns.
I will say, with the exception of the beer cooler needing to be unlocked, which was a light beer ad promotion,
a beautiful marketing scheme.
It was great, but let's not like tie that directly to the organization and what makes them alluring. The Jets check all of those boxes. And then on top of that, their little brother, the Giants will always be the Tiffany team in that town. Mm-hmm. We always are laughed at and mocked. And I would tell you, if we were doing this 5 years ago, Rach, I would never, ever say, come join us.
You're full of it.
But I think, no, Justin knows. I'm buying in on this new regime. I think the Jets have a few years. It's a couple years away from being a real team, but I think they're on a track that if just like two or three things click in the next 12 months, they are a team. And I'm not saying that you're looking to be a front runner, but if you pick the Jets, if this exercise ends with you picking the Jets, everyone that is invested in it and invested in you will go, wow, okay.
What
She's
is that?
In.
They would say that about
like,
if
what
I
are you,
picked
you're
any
pick
team.
The Broncos, like, oh, Chargers. Oh, Justin
still,
Herbert.
They're still on the chopping block.
I'm just saying.
Apparently,
like,
the Chargers owner is very invested in me becoming a fan. Okay, where's your ownership?
I don't want to talk about my ownership so much, but on the there's only so much we can say here. But let's not dig too deep in general, too high up the chain.
Okay.
That's my pitch. My pitch is that they are They are lovable losers. They are memeable. They are a laughingstock in a lot of ways. But they also have one of the great figures in the history of the league in Joe Namath. Mm-hmm. They have a fan base that is downtrodden and beaten down, but ever optimistic, but also pessimistic. I think there's something there for a Bonetta. If a Bonetta was drawn to the Browns,
I think
Bonetta could be drawn
this.
To the Jets.
I am not. I'm going to be honest with you. Jets were probably on the chopping block within the next few weeks. I'm going to be honest with you right now. You bought them some time.
Okay. I'm not here to win you over completely. I just want you to, like, if you're thinking about them in a slightly different way, and I actually feel guilty because I have two young sons, a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old, and I've been so disillusioned as a fan because I just celebrated my 42nd birthday.
Wow. Did you, something get caught in your throat there, or you were just trying to get
my mortality. Yeah. I love my dad, Keith Hanzus, who is a Joe Namath guy, fan, grew up in the Bronx and was a Yankee fan, but didn't connect with the Giants, who also played at Yankee Stadium back then. But then Joe Namath showed up with his style and his confidence and
changed the
sport forever. Mm-hmm. And now here I am at my age and my father entering old age, and we've still never had a Super Bowl together. And that eats at me. And that's why I'm giving my sons, as any father should, if you're listening, by the way, don't tell them who to root for. Like, I'm leaving it open-ended. And what my youngest son is leaning towards the Chargers, because we're here in L.A.
Right.
And my older son is more a Jets guy, and I'm like, okay, if you want to do that, that's for you.
No.
So I can't tell anybody what to do, because I understand being a Jets fan has been very hard for me. Mm-hmm. But the payoff, if it ever happens, Rachel.
I get it.
If it ever happens.
I get it.
You're getting in on the ground floor, and a lot of the excavation is complete.
Yeah.
So nobody will say you're a front runner. People won't realize that we've been already down there by the core of the earth. Now we're right beneath the surface, potentially. That's it.
Listen, like I said, you bought yourself some time.
Okay.
I am going to really think about this. But I think that this is the perfect segue. We are in Vegas, of course, for the draft, which we've not spoken about.
Vegas, baby. I'm a bro.
Which we've not really spoken about. But that's fine. That's not what this podcast does. But I thought we would play a fun little game, okay? You know, we're not gambling here. We're here on a work trip. We're not gambling.
I would love to, but
we're not gambling.
We are not allowed.
We're on a work trip. But I thought that there's a fun little game that we could play right now that, you know, as much as I would love to give you, well, what do you say? Should we kick off two teams? One of his choice? Okay.
Okay.
I am handing you the keys to kick off a team on this show. Yourself, your own choice.
Oh, Buddha team.
And then we are going to do a Russian roulette. Because we're not allowed to gamble. We're going to do a roulette where we choose a number,
the
and that's
going to
kick off a team. So who would you be so upset if I do make it into the friend group?
Okay.
Who would you be so upset to see me cheer for? You choose a team. We'll tell you if they're still alive.
All right. So the Patriots are out.
Patriots are out.
Good job. Cowboys? The Cowboys. Load up the chamber with a single round and let's spin that bitch.
Okay, I am open to this. Cowboys are out of the league.
You know, I'm trying to help you, Rachel, because if this exercise ever ended with you being like sending out all social media bulletins, I'm a Cowboys fan now, you'd get
that
absolutely
would be, you know,
destroyed.
What? And points for you in the friendship category, because you're right. Okay, so Cowboys, I'm so sorry, Dallas Cowboys.
Chamber.
Jerry Jones, Mr. Jones, we've met a few times. It was absolutely terrifying every single time we did. I'm so sorry. We are going to be letting go of the Cowboys on the Benched Bachelorette.
Oh, they're out?
They're out.
You just made
that decision.
For some reason, I was expecting a gun to be involved
there
in
was
reality
not, no,
and a one out of six chance, but they're actually out.
I don't know if
out.
That would work at poolside.
So I voted
Vegas.
Them off the island.
You voted them off, but
I really... The Jets thing would be great, but I would understand if you went in a different direction. But I actually do feel like I did something good today by helping you there.
You did, but hold on. We're not done.
Okay.
We need to do a Russian roulette style kickoff.
Do you know what Russian roulette is?
I do. Somebody gets passes away.
Maybe.
If the wrong trigger is
what's
pulled.
What's the movie?
We're kicking
Graver,
off.
You're a cinephile.
We're
what's the
roulette.
Film? What's the famous film with the Russian roulette scene? Oh, he's so young.
Oh, okay.
All right.
What's
thank
the,
you.
What's
thank
the movie?
You, Justin.
What's the movie?
It's
Dog Day Afternoon.
Dog Day Afternoon.
Never seen it.
Maybe. No, it's not Heat. Okay.
Okay, we're playing roulette. We are playing Bench Heat. Bachelorette roulette. Okay, I need you to give me a number between 1 and what?
28.
1 and 27.
1 and 27.
Lucky number 1 between 27. And this is going to, whatever you choose, is right, going to
kick. My favorite number is 23, so that's easy.
23.
Yeah.
Okay. Justin, who is number 23? Somebody is about to get kicked off bench.
No. Oh,
Bachelorette.
That's not so lucky. All right, whatever.
Would you be mad if it was the Jets?
No!
It's not. It's
that not. Would be the Jets' luck. I would go on that impassioned plea and they'd be gone.
Say goodbye to the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
That's a good one.
I'm okay with that. One of my very good friends, Sarah Tiana, is a massive Falcons fan.
I know Sarah Tiana. It's Chris Brockman's
exactly.
wife.
I hear the worst things.
Okay.
So much pain. Thank you. Thank you.
Two quick clarifications. One, any Cowboys fans that are going to listen to this and be mad at me, just know it's not personal. It's just you guys don't need more bandwagon fans jumping on.
No, and that's exactly right. I've been getting out of the bandwagons early.
See, that woman over there?
A woman by the pool hates the Cowboys. We're not Cowboys fans, ma'am.
For the Falcons.
Oh, that's not what they're called
anymore.
You
mean the Commanders, ma'am.
Oh, boy.
All right. We'll finish that conversation later. No, but wait, hang on. Let me fucking recalibrate everything in my mind. No, the Falcons fans, I have so much respect for. I was at 28-3 Super Bowl.
So was I.
And that was obviously, I have so much empathy for that fan base.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, so there's a Falcons fan out there that would pitch them the way I just pitched the Jets.
Yeah.
But I want you to be happy. I want you to find, like, if you don't pick the Jets, find that team that is right beneath the surface. Falcons, they have to excavate. They're rebuilding the whole thing.
They need to figure some stuff out.
They're 5 years away, potentially.
Yeah. Okay, well, Cowboys, Falcons, I'm so sorry, but you are no longer on bench with.
I feel like I kind of nailed this for you.
Bachelorette.
I really helped you, I feel
I
like.
I really think you did. Those are two teams that I absolutely would have gotten rid of, and we're getting close. Like, the weeks are going by very quickly, and I will have a new love of my life sooner rather than later.
How serious are you about this, honestly, though?
About the Jets?
No, about this whole shtick.
Stop trying to sell me on this. Honestly, it's a little bit tough because I feel like it was a really fun idea at first. I'm going to be honest with you. It was a really fun idea at first, and then I went into, like, a little bit of a grieving period about the Browns. And I'm sure Mark is dealing with the same thing. Like, I really, really enjoyed being a Browns fan. And I'm, like, going through, I'm, like, doing my laundry, and I'm, like, my boyfriend had just gotten back from Cleveland, like, literally the week before the thing was announced.
Mm-hmm.
And he got me a brand new sweater, like a Brown sweater. Going through my wardrobe, I have so many Browns things that I've acquired over the last few years. It just sucks. But, it just makes me sad. It just really bums me out.
And here's the thing with Mark, and Mark's one of my closest friends, and as passionate as I am about the Jets, he's somehow more passionate about the Browns. I have my doubts that he's actually able to divorce himself from the team, because once you're in, and there's no getting out. Your circumstances are different. I think that's why it's believable to me that you might be able to break free and reboot, but I just wonder if your ultimate fan journey is got to be more organic.
And you know what? Maybe there will be some organicness that happens on this journey. Like, maybe
right.
Maybe, guys, what a plot twist if I came to the end and I was one of those bachelors that said, I'm not ready.
Oh, that move.
Wow. That season finale would garner so many views.
I feel like anything could happen this weekend at the draft where you suddenly you like one of the prospects that gets picked by a team, or during Hard Knocks the Lions could totally win you over because that's happened to you before, or
there you go.
A lot of events still have to play out.
Right.
Speaking of, we really have not talked about the draft. Is there anything? I'm going to ask you the most generic draft question.
We don't have to talk about the draft.
All
I can say is that this reminds me of the 2013 draft, where there was no premium quarterbacks out there, so that just made everything so much more unpredictable. So while it's not as sexy per se in terms of like, oh, mm-hmm. who's this absolute stud future Hall of Famer. We know this, or even Trevor Lawrence last year, some of the bloom was off the rose. I don't think it should be, but like it was like, whoa, the Jaguars just got somebody, Zach Wilson on the Jets, despite some rocky rookie year business, is still a highly interesting, intriguing second-year player. The fact that we don't have those type of players, but you know what we do have is all of the mock drafters are pooping their pants, Rach.
Because there's going to be so many.
It's so unpredictable. We have no idea how this is going to play out. So you get to enjoy that side of things.
Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be some pretty crazy moves happening. Let me ask you this. We were talking about hugs earlier, like commissioner hugs.
Oh, yeah.
And how there have just been so many messy ones. Just so many. Yeah. Ugh, like you can't even watch them. I was like looking at highlight reels and I was like, this is too painful. What would be your go-to? Would you just do in like a quick, love you. Thank you.
You know what I would do?
Bye-bye.
Because I would say I would want to, like Mac Jones last year when he did his like Vince McMahon walk up on the stage and people were like, oh, that guy, he stands out. You want to do something that stands out? What if you went like hard and firm with a dad handshake? Just going hard. No dap.
Just a handshake.
Boom.
No
big
hug.
Big time eye contact, firm grip, bang, bang,
sir,
bang.
Thank you. That is a bold move.
Or you... Well, this is a little strong, but you could, like, salute him military style.
You just clicked your heels.
Like, do something memorable. Just don't be basic, I would say.
Okay, don't be basic. Yeah. Okay, we were trying to do a guide for these draft prospects on how to get out of this without becoming viral.
But I feel like a lot of these guys want to be viral. You want to stand out, don't
you? You don't want to be viral for the wrong reasons.
If you don't want to
go in for a hug and then almost like kiss the commissioner on the lips, which has almost happened before.
That's happened, yeah.
thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah.
We are both, well, I will speak
for
myself.
Are we going for a swim now?
I'm sweating.
Yeah.
We have really enjoyed these mocktails. Thank you for joining the Bench with Benetta podcast. Bye, Cowboys. And goodbye, Falcons.
I feel good about it.
The Falcons fans,
you know where I'm at. You know where my heart is at. Cowboys fans, one less bandwagon jump. You'll be fine. You'll survive.
You'll be fine. All right, tune in next week. We got a fresh episode post-Vegas. That one should be interesting. Bye. Good ass.
You go into your shower feeling tired. But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the Dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyers.com today.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.